Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I would like to tell another story from a battle that the IDF was involved in. And although it may be familiar to you, I may have even told it before on Jewish Stories and More, but since we are involved in a battle now with our arch enemy trying to destroy once and for all the evil government of Iran, which is a government which sponsors terrorism all over the world, is a leader of terrorism in the entire world. And its main goal is, as it's been saying consistently over many decades, to destroy Israel, and really not just Israel, but every single Jew. So therefore, it's important, I believe, to tell stories that have to do with Hashem's helping us during wars. And so this is one of them, which took place in one of the early wars of the history of the modern state of Israel. And it was that there was a small unit of Jewish soldiers. It was actually a jeep that had several soldiers in it. They were on a patrol in the Sinai Desert. And suddenly, they found, as they came around a hill or a mountain or something, they found themselves right in the middle of five enemy tanks. And these five enemy tanks were pointing right at them. And they were one jeep with a few soldiers, five enemy tanks. The commander of the jeep jumped out of the jeep and took his gun and pointed it from one tank to the other. And he said, "Surrender, you're surrounded." All of a sudden, the enemy soldiers got out of their tanks with their hands up and meekly submitted themselves to the commander of the IDF jeep. They called for reinforcements, gathered together all the enemy troops, and that was the end of the battle. Not a shot fired. Later, during the interrogation, they asked, "Why did you give up? You were five tanks against one jeep." The commander of the Egyptian said, "What do you mean? We looked out behind us and we saw the 50 IDF tanks surrounding us. And we knew that it was better not to start the battle." In reality, there were no 50 IDF tanks. Hashem made a miracle and showed the commander a vision of 50 IDF tanks surrounding them. And that is the true story that took place. So we see that when we do our job, we do what we're supposed to do, according to nature, to protect ourselves. And we have trust in Hashem. We go to war with our trust in Hashem, our faith in Hashem, that then things work out the way they're supposed to. And we are safe and we are victorious. As the Rambam tells us, the halachas of wars, of kings and their wars, that when a soldier goes out to war, a Jewish soldier, he must have absolute faith in Hashem. Not to be worried, not to be thinking about anything else, just to be thinking about the battle at hand and to have complete trust and faith in Hashem. So too, we are also warriors. We are also in the Tzivos Hashem, which is what the Jewish people were termed when we left Egypt. We were called by the Torah, the Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem. And each and every person, man, woman, and child, has the ability to help the soldiers in the IDF and the personnel in the Shin Bet and the police, and the army and the navy and the air force of Israel. We can help them. How? Not by firing a gun necessarily. I doubt if most of my listeners know how to fire a gun. Or flying an F-35 bomber. I doubt if most of our listeners know how to do that. Or driving a tank. I doubt if most of our listeners know how to drive a tank. But by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, it has the same power as the physical military. This is a spiritual military of the Jewish people. When you learn Torah and you do a mitzvah and you do an act of goodness and kindness and you honor your parents and give tzedakah and daven, say Tehillim, this is as powerful as the power of the military, and we need both. We need to do the military things. That's part of the way the world works. To defeat an enemy, you have to use military means. But at the same time, in order to bring Hashem's special help, we have to do our part as non-military military, as part of the Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem, which don't actually pick up physical weapons. That is, by picking up a sefer and learning Torah, by doing mitzvahs, by giving tzedakah, acts of goodness and kindness, avos Yisrael, and the simcha of the mitzvah as well, going about our life with simcha and uplifting ourselves and others. And in this way, certainly we will quicken the coming of Mashiach. Hopefully, this preemptive war in which Israel struck before they were struck will lead directly to the coming of Mashiach and Geula. May it happen immediately. Now, you might say, wait a minute, it's already Shabbos in Israel. And the Gemara says the Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. The Rebbe answered this one time in a Febrengen by saying, even if it's Shabbos, and seemingly Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, but let him come on Shabbos anyway, and he'll explain to us how he was able to come on Shabbos. So no matter what and no matter when, we're always hoping for Mashiach to come immediately, for the Geula to happen immediately, and so much more so through your participation and our participation. Each person taking it as a personal responsibility to do whatever they can. We must do whatever we can to bring the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish and Stories and More. And we hear good news and meet in Yerushalayim as soon as possible.